You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships. And today we have the pleasure of having Rupa into our studios live here. And Rupa and the April Fishes, it's a show coming up at Centennial Theater Saturday, November 1st at 8 p.m. So we welcome you, Rupa, to the booth today.
Thanks for having me.
Good. You're a doctor in San Francisco, and at an early age you developed an interest in the sciences and both in music, is that correct?
Yep, I've been singing and becoming a doctor my whole life.
Okay.
That way.
Okay, that's a great combination. Would you tell us a little bit about the show coming up at Centennial, Rupa and the April Fishes, Saturday, November 1st, 8 p.m.?
Well, I am here traveling throughout Quebec with my band, the April Fishes. There are five of us on the road. We have Isabel Douglas on accordion, Marcus Cohen on trumpet, Aaron Kerbel on drums, and Safa Chokray on upright bass. We make music that's a mixture of sounds kind of from streets around the world. I'm an Indian woman. I was born in California. I was raised in India, California, and France. Mm-hmm. So there'll be music mixing chanson française and Latin American grooves, some Indian ragas, gypsy swing, all sorts of things like that. It's a veritable street party.
You know? Okay, that sounds really exciting. A lot of fun, a lot of different cultures and music coming together, a lot of fun all at the same time.
It's exciting.
Okay, how many are involved, the April Fishes, how many are in the band?
So there's six of us in the band, five right now. Our cellist is in San Francisco working out his papers, so he couldn't travel.
Okay.
I'm the resident doctor of the band.
Okay.
But there are doctors who do come out to support us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. How long have you and the band been together?
We've been together about 2.5 years. We just got signed to the label Kumbancha. They release world music.
Mm-hmm.
So our album was distributed internationally this April.
Okay.
So we're back in Quebec for our second time. We were at the Montreal Jazz Festival this summer and the Festival d'Été this summer in Quebec City. And this is our second time seeing people again here, and it's been really, really wonderful.
Oh, that's great. And we certainly know the label Putumaya here. We have the Putumaya World Music Hour on every Sunday at 12, so that's nice.
Yeah, we've been on that World Music Hour a couple times. They've been very supportive of our music.
Okay, good, good. The show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $26, and if you're a senior citizen or a student, it's $15.50 at Centennial Theater. So you have a website, Rupa, if people want to check it out a little bit more. It's www.aprilfishes.com.
Yep, or the MySpace / April Fishes.
Okay.
It's got a list of all of our upcoming dates, including the November 4th election blowout in New York City, where we'll celebrate, hopefully, the dawn of a new era in the United States.
Okay, good, good. So I guess you speak quite a few different languages, too? Or?
Yeah, I speak English and some French. My family lives in the south of France.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up in San Francisco and living in a predominantly Latino neighborhood, I've had to learn Spanish. I feel like most everyone should try to learn another language, especially in the United States. So I'm, you know, working on my Spanish. I'll be going down to Mexico in 2 weeks to start working with some artists down there.
Okay, busy woman. Good. Do you write any of the music?
Yeah, I write the music of the band, the music, the lyric.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the singer, so I guess I'd be the singer-songwriter, even though I don't like that word or that term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I do.
Good, okay, good. Obviously, being a doctor, I would imagine music is a great stress release for you.
Yeah, definitely. Throughout my training, I work as an internal medicine doctor in San Francisco. I'm on faculty at the University of California in San Francisco. So I teach and take care of patients 6 months out of the year, and 6 months I'm on the road with the band. So the time on the road with the band is the time to reflect on the amazing things that you see as a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You have a sudden intimacy with perfect strangers and an opportunity to hopefully relieve some suffering and do some good in families' lives, people's lives. But that creates a lot of weight. And so for me, the music is a way to digest and cope with and understand some of the things that I've seen as a doctor.
Good, good. Released the debut album,
Extraordinary Rendition.
Extraordinary Rendition. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about the album.
Well, the album is a collection of songs that were actually was inspired by the second election of George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
I was so enraged that we as a country in the United States had could possibly re-elect this leader.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, God, I'm not going to make the world any better by sitting around being upset. What do I want to create?
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave myself writing 10 songs about love.
Okay.
In French.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and I thought, okay, I'm going to write in a language that people won't necessarily understand first off in San Francisco, because I wanted people to be able to see the beauty in something that was foreign.
Mm-hmm.
And not just approach it with fear and mm-hmm. Hatred.
Okay.
And so that started as an experiment in French and then Spanish, and now about half the songs I have right now are in Spanish and English, and
mm-hmm.
bringing in my family's heritage of Hindi as well. So it's become a real blend. So the album mm-hmm. is the debut, the first 13 songs
okay.
of now what is a much larger work.
Sounds very interesting. Okay, that's great. And I would imagine that people will have a chance to buy Extraordinary Rendition at the concert too.
Definitely. It's also available okay. at all the major Canadian mm-hmm. CD outlets.
Mm-hmm.
But it's much more fun if they come to the concert.
It is.
Because
yeah.
it's the live element of what the musicians do. They're amazing musicians. The kind mm-hmm. of conversations that happen on stage. It's our shows have been described as a street party on 5 different streets around mm-hmm. the world colliding mm-hmm. into one space.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a very rapid and kind of wild element to it. So
okay.
it's a lot of fun.
Good. So it's going to be a concert that has a lot of energy and not only a lot of fun, but a learning experience too.
Yeah, and it should heat up the cold Sherbrooke
it should.
Night.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you wanted to mention before we go, Rupa, about yourself or the music, the show coming up?
No, we're just very, yeah. I'm very excited to be here in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone we've met, people have been incredibly warm and receptive. So I'm just happy to see people come out to the
okay.
show.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much for coming in. And hopefully, you know, if anybody gets a chance to go on out to the concert, it's going to be great. Again, it's at Centennial Theatre on the campus of Bishop's University this Saturday, November 1st. Great way to start off the month of November, 8 p.m. And the show is Rupa and the April Fishes. So thank you very much,
Thanks
Rupa.
For having me.
Next up, we'll hear from Rupa and the April Fishes off their album called Extraordinary Rendition. We'll hear the track called Wishful Thinking.
Used to dream of a pirate ship that would take me away from here out to the open sea, into the biggest blue, complete with the cast of unsavory crew who'd show me things that I should. Takes me, it takes me alone. Kiss you good.